The Men and the Girls by Joanna Trollope, read by Eleanor Bron. Chapter 1. Because he wasn't wearing his spectacles, he didn't see her pedaling painfully along the gutter beside him in the dark and the rain, and in consequence he knocked her gently off her bicycle. He stopped the car at once, dead, and the rush hour queue in Beaumont Street leant angrily on its collective horn and blasted him. He sprang out of the car and hurried down the bonnet. "I'm so sorry," James said, stooping over her. "I'm so desperately sorry." Lit by his headlamps, she glared up at him from the wet pavement. He saw with a shock of tenderness that she was a true Oxford spinster, one of that dwindling band of elderly, dignified, clever women living out frugal lives in small flats and rooms, sustained by thinking. He seized the handlebars of her bicycle to free her, and in so doing emptied out the contents of her wicker bicycle basket. "Oh, God," he said in despair. He attempted to pick the object up. A plastic carrier bag of books, a bicycle lock and chain, a tin of cat food. "Should you be driving?" she said furiously, struggling to her feet. She peered at him in the rain through Schubert spectacles. Her glance travelled to his grey hair. "Are you safe to drive?" Holding her bicycle awkwardly with one hand, he grasped her arm with the other. "Are you hurt? Have I hurt you?" "Only my feelings," she said with emphasis. "I forgot my glasses." "I'm not interested," she cried, her voice sharp with shock. "Why should I care?" "Come home with me," James pleaded. "I live 2 minutes away. We'll put your bike in the boot. I can give you some brandy." "No," she said. "No, I have an appointment. Let me drive you to it.